America at a Crossroads, unveiling the truth behind immigration, governance, and the fight for conservative values. Good morning, Patriots. In today's edition of Patriots Prime Digest, we dive deep into the heart of conservative discourse, bringing you critical insights from last night's prime time on Fox News Channel. Laura Ingraham, Jesse Waters, and Sean Hannity delivered compelling narratives that not only challenge the status quo, but inspire action. From the immigration crisis undermining our nation's security, to the stark contrasts in political leadership and the urgent need to defend our republic's core values, today's digest is your guide to understanding the pivotal issues shaping our future. Start your day informed and invigorated, ready to stand for the principles that make America great. America at a crossroads, immigration, ideology, and the integrity of a nation. In a recent compelling episode of The Ingraham Angle, host Laura Ingraham, along with her esteemed guests, delved deep into the quagmire of the Biden administration's immigration policies, shedding light on the profound implications for national security, the fabric of American society, and the political landscape. The episode titled Apology to a Killer skillfully navigated the treacherous waters of political correctness, policy missteps, and the ideological battleground that defines today's immigration debate. Laura Ingraham opened the discussion with a pointed critique of President Biden's controversial apology for using the term illegal in reference to immigrants who enter the United States unlawfully. This moment, as Ingraham argued, symbolized a broader issue within the Democratic Party, a shift away from practical governance toward a posture dictated by political correctness and ideological dogma. Through meticulous analysis, Ingraham outlined how this stance not only undermines the rule of law, but also poses tangible risks to American citizens, highlighted by the tragic murder of an innocent woman by an illegal immigrant, a story that has become all too common, yet remains largely ignored by mainstream discourse. Victor Davis Hanson, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, provided historical context, tracing the Democratic Party's transformation from an entity once concerned with the welfare of working-class Americans to a party that now seems willing to sacrifice both jobs and safety at the altar of open-border policies. Hanson's insights into the political calculus driving this shift illuminated the cynical motivations behind the Democrats' embrace of unlimited immigration, a bid for unchecked political power through demographic engineering. The episode skillfully juxtaposed past statements by Democratic leaders, including Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, with their current positions, revealing a dramatic ideological departure. This historical perspective underscored the radicalization of the party's stance on immigration, moving from a consensus on the need for border security and legal pathways to citizenship to a current posture that effectively endorses open borders under the guise of humanitarian concern. Ingraham and her guests dissected the consequences of these policies, drawing attention to the surge in drug trafficking, human smuggling, and violent crimes that have followed the relaxation of border enforcement. The discussion highlighted the real-world implications of ideological policies, American lives lost, communities destabilized, and a rule of law undermined. The conversation extended beyond the immediate crisis at the border to consider the broader implications of the Biden administration's approach to immigration. The episode explored how unchecked immigration impacts the electoral landscape, with states like California seeing potential boosts in congressional representation and electoral college influence as a result of counting non-citizens in the census. This strategic manipulation of immigration policy for electoral gain was critiqued as a betrayal of the democratic process, privileging party interests over the collective good. As the discussion unfolded, Ingraham turned the lens toward the media and the Democratic Party's narrative control efforts, particularly through platforms like TikTok. The episode raised alarms about the national security risks posed by such platforms, which are under the sway of foreign adversaries like China. This segment highlighted the complexity of the immigration debate, which intersects with issues of free speech, national security, and the integrity of American democracy. In a poignant moment, the episode featured the story of a New York City nurse brutally attacked by an illegal immigrant, putting a human face on the abstract policy debates that too often dominate the discourse. This story served as a powerful reminder of the stakes involved in the immigration debate, not just political points to be scored, but real lives impacted by policy failures. In conclusion, the Ingram angle provided a thorough, insightful critique of the current state of U.S. immigration policy, framed within the broader context of political ideology, national security, and the preservation of American values. The episode stood as a call to action, urging policymakers to reconsider the trajectory of immigration policy and to place the welfare and safety of American citizens at the forefront of their considerations. As America stands at a crossroads, the episode underscored the importance of engaging in thoughtful, informed debate on immigration. It challenged viewers to look beyond the surface of political rhetoric, to consider the long-term implications of policy decisions, and to advocate for a balanced approach that respects both the rule of law and the humanitarian values at the heart of the American ethos. Navigating the Political Divide, Reflections from Jesse Waters' World. In a riveting episode of Jesse Waters' World, viewers were presented with a compelling narrative that encapsulated the essence of America's current political divide. Jesse Waters, known for his sharp wit and incisive commentary, delved into the contrasting dynamics of the Trump and Biden campaigns, shedding light on the broader implications of these divergences for American society and its core conservative values. The episode highlighted former President Donald Trump's undeniable charisma and connection with the American populace. His appearance at a UFC event in Miami not only showcased his popularity, but also underscored his knack for engaging directly with Americans without the traditional reliance on heavy campaign advertising. Trump's presence was electric, with notable figures and fans alike gravitating towards him, seeking selfies and conversations. This moment, rich in symbolism, illustrated Trump's continued relevance in the American political landscape and his unique ability to command attention and respect. In stark contrast, President Joe Biden's campaign efforts appeared lackluster. Waters pointed out the sparse attendance at Biden's events and the palpable lack of enthusiasm, drawing a vivid picture of a campaign struggling to resonate with voters. This discrepancy was not merely a matter of optics, but a reflection of deeper issues within the Biden administration and its approach to governance. One of the episode's focal points was Biden's controversial apology to the undocumented immigrant involved in the tragic death of Laken Riley. This incident, as narrated by Waters, highlighted a perceived misalignment in Biden's priorities, where the administration's rhetoric and actions seemed to overlook the victim's family's grief. Instead, Biden's apology to the offender sparked outrage and confusion, raising questions about the administration's stance on immigration and law enforcement. Waters critiqued Biden's reluctance to use the term illegal, suggesting a broader reluctance within the administration to confront the realities of illegal immigration and its consequences. This critique was not just about semantics, but underscored a contentious debate over national security, legal integrity, and the moral obligations of leadership. The episode enriched its narrative by incorporating diverse viewpoints, including a memorable segment featuring Sage Steele. Steele's account of her experience at the UFC event alongside Trump provided a personal touch, offering insights into the former president's enduring appeal and the genuine enthusiasm he elicits from the public. Her reflections added depth to the discussion, illustrating the multifaceted nature of political support and the personal connections that underpin it. Waters also explored the historical interplay between sports and politics, tracing this relationship back to the days of George Washington and continuing through to contemporary figures like Trump. This analysis not only provided a historical context, but also emphasized the strategic use of public events in political messaging and the symbolic power of presidential appearances at sporting events. The episode of Jesse Waters' World offered a profound examination of the current political climate, characterized by sharp contrasts between Trump's vibrant campaign and Biden's more subdued efforts. Through meticulous analysis and engaging storytelling, Waters illuminated the core themes and discussions shaping conservative discourse, presenting a narrative that was both informative and thought-provoking. In doing so, the show reaffirmed its commitment to providing insightful political commentary rooted in conservative values and a deep understanding of the American political landscape. As viewers navigate the complexities of modern politics, Jesse Watters' world stands as a beacon of analytical clarity and thoughtful reflection, encouraging a deeper engagement with the issues that define our times. Given the extensive content provided in the transcript, crafting a 1,000-word summary to capture the essence of the episode, including its core conservative themes, diverse opinions, and analysis, will involve distilling the main discussions and guest contributions into a cohesive narrative. Here is a streamlined approach to synthesizing the key elements from the show: Defending the Republic, Hannity's critical examination of current affairs. In a powerful episode of Hannity on Fox News, the show dives deep into pressing national issues, highlighting the conservative perspective on governance, national security, and individual liberties. Through engaging discussions with guests Vivek Ramaswamy, Matt Gaetz, and Stephen Miller, alongside Hannity's incisive commentary, the episode underscores the urgency of addressing the challenges facing America today. The episode opens with a critical analysis of the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan withdrawal, focusing on the tragic event at Abbey Gate, which resulted in the loss of 13 U.S. service members. The discussion brings to light the administration's perceived failures in accountability and the ongoing pain of Gold Star families. This segment not only honors the fallen, but also calls for a reevaluation of foreign policy and military strategy to prevent future tragedies. A significant portion of the show is dedicated to the contentious issue of immigration and border control, a cornerstone of conservative concern. Hannity and his guests express alarm over the unchecked flow of illegal immigrants across the southern border, attributing rising crime rates and economic strain to the Biden administration's policies. The episode emphasizes the distinction between legal and illegal immigration, advocating for robust border security measures and a merit-based immigration system that honors America's heritage as a nation of immigrants while safeguarding its citizens. The episode also delves into the perceived weaponization of federal agencies, with Representative Matt Gaetz discussing his efforts to combat the politicization of the Department of Justice, especially in light of the investigations targeting former President Trump. This segment underscores a broader conservative critique of federal overreach and the importance of maintaining impartiality within the justice system to preserve the rule of law. Amid discussions of national security and governance, the show touches on economic policy, critiquing the current administration's handling of inflation, job growth, and fiscal responsibility. The conversation advocates for conservative economic principles, such as lower taxes, reduced government spending, and deregulation as the path to sustainable growth and prosperity. Vivek Ramaswamy offers a fresh perspective on the political landscape, arguing for a clear-eyed assessment of the Biden administration's policies against the backdrop of Trump's achievements. His comments reflect a broader conservative optimism about the potential for policy reversals in upcoming elections. Matt Gaetz and Stephen Miller provide insight into the inner workings of Washington, D.C., highlighting the challenges and opportunities for conservative policymaking in a divided political environment. Their contributions underscore the ongoing struggle for conservative values in the face of opposition. The episode's discussions paint a picture of a nation at a crossroads, with conservative voices calling for a return to principles of freedom, accountability, and security. Hannity's commentary weaves these themes together into a coherent narrative that emphasizes the importance of the upcoming electoral cycles as a referendum on the direction of the country. This edition of Hannity stands as a clarion call for conservative action, urging viewers to engage with the political process to address the challenges facing the nation. By highlighting key issues of national security, immigration, and fiscal policy, alongside the poignant stories of those directly affected by current policies, the show articulates a vision of America that aligns with conservative values of liberty, security, and prosperity. In synthesizing the core themes of Hannity's latest episode, The summary encapsulates the show's dedication to advancing conservative discourse. Through its critical examination of current affairs and robust discussions with leading conservative figures, Hannity continues to play a pivotal role in shaping the dialogue around America's future, offering insights that resonate with viewers committed to the principles of conservatism. Closing note, a rallying cry for conservative action. As the sun rises on another day in America, we stand at a crucial juncture in our nation's history. The discussions on the Ingraham angle, Jesse Waters' world, and Hannity underscore a collective urgency to address the challenges eroding the fabric of our society. From safeguarding our borders and preserving the integrity of our democratic processes to championing conservative economic policies and national security, the path forward is clear. But knowledge alone is not enough. As dedicated patriots, we must transform insight into action. This is where Patriots Prime Digest becomes your indispensable ally. Subscribing to our newsletter is more than a commitment to stay informed. It's a declaration of your dedication to the conservative movement. Each morning, we don't just bring you summaries, we offer a battle cry for those ready to defend our freedoms, our values, and our way of life. Don't let the mainstream narrative dictate your day. Join us at Patriots Prime Digest and be part of the vanguard leading the charge for a brighter, more conservative tomorrow. Together, we can shape the future of America. Subscribe now, and let's make every morning a testament to our resolve.